once again, you find yourself with opportunity. That's what it's all about for a young player in this game, isn't it?
Yeah, just, you know, you get your opportunity, you got to step up to the plate and, you know, make numbers, make plays when your number's called. So, you know, the more opportunity, the better. And at the same time, you got to take it one day at a time and just go out there and play, you know, like you know how to play.
You obviously did that last season with the big game in Indy at the end of the year. Is your mindset exactly the same as it was last year, or does it change a little bit now that you've got more time around here?
I think it changes a little bit, you know. Last year was a good learning curve, you know, coming in into the season late and just learning the offense and finishing the season on a strong note. And, you know, now this year I want to take it to the next level and go out there and make more plays and, you know, try to play every game like I did in that Indy game, if not better. So I think the expectations are higher for myself this year, and I'm ready to just get out there and make it happen.
Gus always talks about connecting a player to his improvement. What are the things that you're working on to get better on the practice field every day?
Going into this year, me and Coach Sully, we both kind of wanted to see me work on my turns and my routes, you know, making sharper turns and keeping my feet on the ground when I'm catching the ball. Just little things like that, you know, playing a little bit more physical. Those are the main things, but of course, just want to keep working on everything. But just wanted to take my game to the next level.
Do you feel like this offense, the passing game in particular, has some efficiency, some cohesiveness, despite the fact there have been so many injuries?
Yeah, I mean, we can plug different guys in different positions and keep it going. Of course, it's better when we're, you know, all healthy and everyone's rolling and, you know, it's less stress on, you know certain guys. But, you know, when certain guys go out, you know, just, you know, makes the load a little bit heavier for the guys that are in there. And we just got to keep battling our way through and just, you know, make the most of the reps.
Not a game week, but you do have a game at the end of the week, right? So what's this first preseason week like and what does it mean to you?
Oh, it's exciting, you know. The first, you know, week and a half of the preseason is the hardest week because, you know, you're getting back into it. There's no game, you know, nothing really to look forward to yet. But once you get into the game week, you know, get through today and, you know, Friday is pretty close. So once you that first preseason game, it's always a big deal, especially playing here at home, you know, with the fans and opportunity to, you know, put the game jersey on and go out and kind of, you know, make plays and show off what you've been, you know, working so hard for the whole offseason.